If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We have a great show. We're going to be talking about, you know, what doctors won't do. Yeah, it's kind of wide open, but we're going to cover some bases. Also, we're going to be talking about maybe some ways to, you know, antioxidant, anti-aging kind of techniques that, you know, are safe and effective, and we'll see how the hour rolls. We've got lots of stuff here, and we have a crack report, but before we get going, a big salute and semper fi to our military. I'm lifting our men and women, our righteous men and women in uniform, up in prayer, and I'm hitting the knees, and I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm lifting all of America up in prayer, because we need God's help. Seriously, we do. We got all kinds of nonsense going on. I mean, you know, from just 10, 15 years ago, you know, the stress factor, the overload, if you will, because everything's coming out of the woodwork. So we're going to need some supernatural help, and if it's God's will to, you know, restore righteousness and common sense to America, well, then he'll do it. But it's our job to ask. And if 26% of sports fans will pray to God to make their team the winner, you know, I think maybe you just ought to expand on that, not just your sports team. You know what I mean? Yep. Oh, we got to seek the Lord's face and mind the time, because it draws close. So without further ado, let's do the crack report. Let's do it. Okay, what do we got in the quacker tonight? Going to go to California. Here's something that's interesting. California schools are beginning to monitor for Fukushima radiation. A couple of academic research institutions in California are joining forces to conduct an in-depth study on how the radiation from the Fukushima plant is affecting the California's pristine kelp forests, seabed, and coastline. So a team of researchers from 19 academic and governmental institutions, they're tracking the extent of the contamination from Fukushima along the entire California coastline. Now, it's called Kelp Watch 2014, and they're going to provide the initial monitoring system, at least in the short term. But governmental bodies, both at state and federal levels, are not supporting this important project. Nope. The entire study is being funded by donations, which, you know, includes donations from scientists, educational institutions, and various other interested organizations. So anyone interested in supporting Kelp Watch 2014, you can contact Stephen Malley and put in your email under the subject line, Kelp Watch 2014, and his email is Stephen, Steven, period, Manley, Manley, at csulb.edu. csulb.edu, if you're interested in donating or helping out in some way. What else we have in the quack room? Cosmetic industry is under fire by the FDA. A large number of cosmetic skin lightening products seem to be contaminated with mercury. So those mercury compounds can, you know, be readily absorbed through your skin and can induce some toxic dermal side effects. So unprecedented levels of mercury are being found in your anti-aging creams from not just America, but all around the world. So skin lightening products, anti-aging lotions, acne creams are containing these high mercury levels. So the mercury is rubbed directly into your skin, where it is absorbed. Mercury levels are reported so high that in some of the skin products around the world, the FDA is now issuing a public statement warning consumers not to use skin products and beauty products or lotions that could be contaminated with mercury. So in a new report from Loma Linda University School of Medicine, they tested these products, hundreds of skin lightening products from all around the world, and they found them to be containing extraordinarily high levels of mercury, which exceeds the FDA standards of 10,000 to 1. Well, let me think. It's a 1 parts per million is the FDA limit. But FDA limits those mercury components in cosmetics to 1 parts per million. And some of the things they tested were 10,000 parts per million of mercury. So typically these products, you know, capable of removing said freckles, wrinkles, and blemishes are to be suspicious. Now, these same formulas often are used as acne treatments as well. So Charles Lee, MD, he's senior medical advisor at FDA, he's saying, exposure to this mercury can have serious health consequences. It can damage your kidneys and your nervous system and interfere with the development of the brain in unborn children or in the very young. So many of the mercury-containing beauty said products are imported into the United States and sold online from countries such as Taiwan, Japan, China, Thailand, Sri Lanka, and even made here in the U.S. So FYI, folks, if you're out there trying to look younger with beauty stuff. Last but not least in the Quack Report, Here's something that's interesting. Coming down the road, probably in the next year or so, computer chips in your food packaging is going to be able to text you when your food is about to expire. You know, the use date, use by. Well, yeah, how's that? Computer chips could be in the near future put in your food packaging, and consumers would then get a heads up. The chip would send you a text, say your perishable food is about to perish. Eat it before it goes bad. Yeah, can you imagine your food alerting you to that effect? Yeah, a chip would go into the packaging product and could measure the actual deterioration of the rate of your food, you know, how it's decomposing, at what rate, and so forth and so on. So, you know, how many bacterial particles per million, I guess, in your food there. And that'd be creepy, though. You get a text message from your fridge. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Yeah, chips in your packaging to let you know it expires, you know. We're worried about that when the whole Western seaboard is being radiated. I don't know. Where's the priorities, right? All right, well, let's talk about doctors for a little bit. You know, I may sound like I'm against doctors. I'm not against doctors. I'm not against the medical profession. I'm just, you know, for people actually getting better, not, you know, just keeping the status quo. I think modern medicine has its place, and I think that's for, you know, emergency triage medicine. But preventable health care medicine is all about, you know, managing diseases and rather than curing them. So I wanted to find out what doctors won't do. And you got to wonder, though, what doctors will do for themselves that maybe not for their patients. Some physicians will be honest. That what they have to recommend for their patients, they would not for themselves, and they would avoid it like the plague. So everyone knows that a majority of doctors don't have sufficient training using nutrition as a treatment tool for disease, but some doctors are speaking out against their profession and exposing the myths and even the cons in treating some of these conditions with drugs. So let's take a look at some of the major health conditions and what doctors might do differently if it were them that were sick. Okay, let's talk about some major myths for a second. Now, folks need to remember that medicine, just like any other business, is driven by profits. I know. We like to think of it as a compassionate and caring field, but sadly, for the most part, it's not. Cardiologist and author Dr. Steven Sinatra, he informs people, for instance, that cholesterol and heart disease is practically all made up to sell cholesterol drugs. Yeah. He points out that heart doctors would rather write you a prescription for a drug rather than address the real cause of your heart problems, which is lifestyle. So for the most part, doctors feel, you know, that their patients are opposed to change and to making significant and important changes in the way they live so they can improve their health. And doctors will complain that their patients are just not motivated to help themselves and would rather risk the side effects of drugs and surgery. Now, but there are also physicians who do believe in the drugs they're prescribing and not in addressing the whole body to bring it into balance. So doctors say that a majority of patients will visit them and say something like, run your test, tell me what I'm dying from, and write me a prescription. Really? Well, let's look at some other factors. The human body tends to operate on combinations of chemicals, hormones, and mineral functions, and there are numerous stimuli that can get these functions off track, like chemical toxicity, injury, emotional trauma, depression. So these factors in themselves can bring about heart disease. Now, Dr. Sinatra is one cardiologist that will admit that lowering cholesterol with drugs to address heart problems has limited benefits and that cholesterol is a minor factor in heart disease. So addressing the body as a whole offers heart patients a better chance at reversing their disease and avoiding adverse events like drug side effects, heart attack, and death. Well, let's look at the list. There are certain medical treatments doctors will refuse for themselves, such as taking sleep aids, statin drugs, and hospital orders to be resuscitated. Yeah, according to Dr. Malcolm Kendrick, he's the author of The Great Cholesterol Con, he says that statin drugs will do more harm than good. He is another physician who states that the drug won't prevent heart disease because cholesterol is a minor player in the condition. So this would explain why Europeans who have higher cholesterol levels and who consume more omega-3 fatty acids live longer without heart disease. So in comparison, the statin drug offers burdensome side effects such as muscle and joint pain, muscle weakness, hair loss, depression, and impotence. Well, let's look at these sleep aids for a second, because when it comes to the sleep aids doctors won't use, few people seem to realize that instead of promoting the natural sleep cycle, these drugs work more like an anesthetic to knock you out. According to Dr. Guy Meadows of the Sleep School, he says long-term use of sleep aids will corrupt the body's ability to naturally go to sleep. An example of this would be the singer Michael Jackson. So the side effects of sleep aids are evident with, you know, the grogginess after waking, memory loss, and even confusion. So these drugs actually have a rebound effect, and the user will experience insomnia worse than when he started taking the drug. So doctors know, they know this, and they would rather go without sleep than subject their body to such a risk. And let's look at the pain meds. That's another thing on the doctor's list. Most folks know that getting hooked on pain meds can be difficult to get off of them. So what do chronic patients do? You know, if you got chronic pain, what are you going to do? Well, many take the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like the ibuprofen every day, you know, putting their internal organs at risk. So according to integrated health physician Dr. Wendy Denning, she says pain meds can put you at risk of developing high blood pressure, stomach ulcers, irritable bowel syndrome, dizziness, and even organ failure. So she reports that some pain drugs like ibuprofen and Voltaren can increase your risk of a heart attack by 11 to 23%. She also recommends that her patients switch their diets to a more fresh food type of diet, and maybe use some Epsom salts and fish oil and other natural supplements to address pain. And then there's that resuscitation thing that doctors mentioned, the CPR, if you will. As I mentioned before, some doctors have wristbands and medallions or even tattoos which instruct healthcare staff not to resuscitate them. So Dr. Tricia McNair, who specializes in elderly care, says she would not want cardiopulmonary resuscitation or your CPR performed on her if she fell ill. So most doctors do not want evasive treatments for themselves, even though they perform them on their patients. So patients need to be clear when they're being admitted for care what they want and what they don't want in their care plan. So according to Dr. McNair, as we get older, CPR may be more harm than good. Often, the CPR procedure can crack ribs, and the frail and elderly often don't recover from a CPR assault. So the statistics are showing that about 2% of patients over the age of 80 years of age survive or even recover after being resuscitated and regain their independent functions. 2%. Well, let's look at the unnecessary prescription of drugs, because that's also, it seems to be a pet peeve for some doctors out there, and rightly so. Some doctors admit that too many drugs are prescribed which are unnecessary. So whenever there are unnecessary treatments, you know that big business comes first before your health. So according to retired physician Dr. Robert Lefevre, in the absence of a serious illness, he said he would avoid a host of drugs, including antibiotics, tranquilizers, sleeping pills, because he says these tend to be prescribed unnecessarily. And what if you're a nutrition nut? You know, can you take it a little too far with nutrition? Well, in our conventional food supply, you know, if it contained enough nutrition, we could, you know, eat our way to better health. And this may have been the case several hundred years ago, but nutrition expert Dr. Sarah Brewer, she states that we are not getting enough of the essential nutrients in our foods, and therefore supplements are here to stay. So our foods seem to lack the essential nutrients of vitamin A and D, calcium, magnesium, zinc, copper, and iodine. So I typically recommend that if you're going to use supplements, make sure that they're not made by a pharmaceutical company and they're whole food resources of nutrition instead of synthetic chemicals. And let's talk about depression, because there's an epidemic of that going around. And what do doctors say about, you know, the drugs that are prescribed to treat depression? Well, there's over 18 million Americans, that's 1 in 10, are diagnosed with clinical depression. And they're put on antidepressants, basically, if they're clinically depressed, right? So Dr. Massimo Stacci, he's the director of Harley Street Psychology, he states he'd never take antidepressants because they are very addictive and they have significant side effects. So according to Dr. Stacci, antidepressants can numb your emotions. Some drugs are so powerful that they can sear your consciousness and make you apathetic. So patients taking antidepressants can have the inability to connect with their emotions, such as empathy and sympathy. So I've seen people on these drugs. You know, they walk around like they're robots, and patients admit that they can get through their day, but they don't feel like they are in control. So their brain is kind of on autopilot. But I call it a moral lobotomy, basically. So the conscious is no longer in contact with God, essentially. That's what your conscience is. So coming off these types of drugs, pretty much a nightmare. Patients are put on these drugs rather than in addressing why they're depressed to begin with. So patients who treat their depression with antidepressants tend to wind up with more severe depression than when they started. That's called rebound effect from the drugs, by the way. I've kind of mentioned that before. But let's look at some research here. It's imperative for everyone to do their own investigation into medical treatments that are recommended to them. And this also includes vaccinations. So there are more physicians, you know, coming forward, and they're admitting they don't vaccinate their own family members. So the Affordable Care Act has really spurred on this investigative step as insurance copays are soaring from $200 to $2,000 upon hospital admission. So is the treatment really necessary? And outside of an emergency or trauma, you got to ask that. Probably not. So if you do find yourself in a hospital situation, you know, you want to be clear to state that you don't want any unnecessary treatment or measures taken. You got to be clear about that. Get it in writing. Put it in writing in the chart, you know. Everybody has to see it. Highlight it. All right, well, let's talk about the basics, because I've often said that with some simple and proactive steps, you and I can avoid a myriad of illnesses. Such as, you know, removing toxins with herbal cleanses and nourishing the system with whole food supplements. That's going to cover a vast array of the bases. Now, what you'll accomplish is basically lifting the burden off the major organs while supplying the building blocks of essential nutrients to help the body regenerate and heal itself. So if I were you, I'd call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask about their organic products in organ cleansing, immune boosting, and nutrition. So with respect to the health topics we've just covered here, you might want to look at their organic products for pain and anti-inflammatory, their heart cholesterol blood pressure formula. They have a Body Foundation food mix, which is a supplement mix. You just throw it in juice. They have an emotional stress formula. They have a relaxation formula to help you sleep, valerian root for depression, calcium, black walnut for iodine. The list is endless. So give them a call and ask for their free product catalog, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., you want to dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. Or you can just simply go to their website to order or to request a catalog. That address is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. It puts the power back in your hands. It empowers you. Wouldn't you like to be empowered? I don't know anybody that wouldn't want to be empowered. You know what I'm saying? All right. If you go to the website, don't forget to sign up for under the newsletters tag, either the HealthQuest or the American Survival newsletter. They go out each week full of information, more empowering information. You'll get information on natural therapies. You'll get information on the financial markets. You'll get information on politics. Just to name a few things. Dr. Carly also writes for the American Survival newsletter. If you want to sign up for that and get her articles, they're great too. And it's absolutely free. The newsletter subscriptions are free. And you can pass them around to your family and friends and learn all kinds of great stuff to empower you further. Isn't that wonderful? Now, if you're on the powerherbs.com website, you'll notice this big new banner with a puppy dog in it. That is my black lab, Doc, or fondly called around my homestead, Dockaroo. Anyway, he is wonderful, and he's gorgeous, as you can see, beautiful coat. And he is proudly helping us to promote the Power Greens for Pets product that the folks at Apothecary Herbs just came out with. You know, if you've heard the ads for the Dynavite food supplement for your pets, you'll be amazed what the Power Greens will do for less. Power Greens is certified organic. There's no sugars or grains in it to cause digestive issues or allergies. And it'll provide all that protein and mineral concentration and vitamins your pet may be missing in his dog food. So you'll spend $2.08 a serving on Dynavite, but you'll spend 54 cents with the organic Power Greens for pets. So it's cheaper and it's better. And you'll be amazed at what your pet will look like just after a few weeks on that. So check that out. Very affordable. Go to thepowerherbs.com and ask about that. Or if you don't have the website access, just give them a call toll-free and ask about it at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And you got to take care of your pets, too. You know, they're important. Stay out of the vet. Power Greens for pets keeps you away from the vet. I like it. All right. We're also going to be talking about antioxidants. I know. I'm coming up to a little station break here. But we're going to be talking about, you know, things you can do that are safe without all the mercury in it to make you look younger, you know. You know, forget about going under the knife. You know, use your knife to cut some, you know, healthy antioxidant foods and eat them. That's what I say. Because most people admit that they would like to live forever, or at least look like they do, you know. Antioxidants can help you achieve a much of that fantasy. And when we come back, we'll talk about it. We'll be right back.
You feel it, baby?
Swing. life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
here on Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. We're going to talk about how we can look younger and do it the safe way. And antioxidants can help us achieve as much of that young-looking, physique as possible. Now, we find different amounts of antioxidants in a lot of foods, like, you know, vegetables and fruits and whole grains. So why don't we look 30-something all the time, then, if we're eating that kind of stuff? Well, let's take a look. In a nutshell, antioxidants tend to clear away or even minimize the toxins or byproducts that can, you know, use up the oxygen and make us look older. So the byproducts tend to damage the system and interfere with cellular repair or the regeneration process. So, you know, I associate this whole thing like oil when it's exposed to air and it starts to turn rancid. Basically, that gives you a picture. So when this occurs, we become more vulnerable to diseases like even diabetes and heart disease and cancer and macular degeneration. So let's look at some of the most common foods. The most common foods that you may be aware of that contain antioxidants are your vitamin A-rich foods like your carrots and squash and broccoli and sweet potatoes, tomatoes, kale, collards, cantaloupe. Oh, I love cantaloupe, especially a little Celtic sea salt on it. Your peaches and even your apricots. And these foods have that orange and yellow, or some of them have the dark green pigments. Now, another group of foods will have the vitamin C-rich foods, like your citrus fruits, your oranges, limes, strawberries, but also included are your green peppers and tomatoes. So your vitamin E oil will also contain a lot of your antioxidants, as well as foods like selenium, such as your shellfish, regular fish, red meats, chicken, and garlic. However, if you are not keen on eating healthy, scientists will soon serve you up some antioxidants in your favorite dessert. How about a hot fudge sundae full of antioxidants, right? Don't forget to include the walnuts because they are extremely high in natural, not man-made, antioxidants. Now, according to a new study from the University of Scranton in Pennsylvania, just 7 walnuts per day can boost your antioxidants, but they have to be right out of the shell. So no processing, no sugar, no salt or oils should be on them, okay? Raw, as you will. There. By the way, walnuts improve sperm health. So if you're having trouble starting a family out there, eat some walnuts. Now, the researchers claim that the walnut has more antioxidants than almonds, more than peanuts or pistachios, more than hazelnuts, Brazil nuts, cashews, macadamia nuts, or pecans. So whatever you do, don't roast the nuts because it decreases the antioxidant content. So when you eat nuts, eat them raw, and you will benefit from not only the protein and vitamins and minerals and fiber they contain, but also the antioxidants. Now, other studies are suggesting that nuts, when you eat them on a regular basis, will reduce the risk of heart disease, cancer, gallstones, and type 2 diabetes. So antioxidants will assist in improving also your digestive problems out there. Well, let's look at some herbs that have lots of antioxidants, too. You can tap into these. Several herbs naturally contain high amounts of antioxidants. Many of you probably, you know, take some of these already on a daily basis, and you're benefiting from them right now. So here's a list of antioxidant protection herbs. Ginkgo biloba, hops flower, hops leaf, garlic, we mentioned that already, a golden seal root, horseradish root, gutta cola leaf, milk thistle, hawthorn berry, and thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, thyme leaf, also excellent for coughs. This time of the year, if you're coughing, get some thyme. Okay, so most herbs or even spices contain antioxidants. Now, if you want to use garlic to obtain more antioxidants, you want to use it raw, 1.5 times more antioxidants than if you're having cooked garlic. So the richest antioxidants in your herbs, you know, will come from a leaf or a root. So, however, you're going to find antioxidants in even some barks and stems of herbs and spices. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture will research a lot of these things, and they're aware of the health benefits of antioxidants and what they provide you and what foods contain them. So they have actually charted many of the food sources which contain significant levels of antioxidants, such as 1 gram of cinnamon has a ORAC ranking, which is an oxygen radical absorbance capacity, getting rid of those free radicals, of 2675, so 2,675 is the ranking for cinnamon. If you had 1 gram of cloves, it has a ranking of 3,200. Now, the oregano, everybody's all crazy about oil of oregano and stuff. Oregano has a ranking of 2,000 per gram. Now, another comparison for antioxidants is cherries. They have a ranking of 160 per gram. Blueberries have 2,036 per gram. So if you want a free list of the highest antioxidant-ranked foods and herbs for ORAC scale, you can actually do a search for that online and print it off. Well, let's talk about some of the antioxidant plus stuff out there. You're going to find an intake of antioxidants is really just part of being healthy and looking healthy. So if you're eating right, you're getting plenty of this stuff. Diet, exercise, drinking more clean water, avoiding smoking, and excessive alcohol is also going to go a long way. Often you see reports of the health benefits of drinking wine, such as to improve blood vessel function. But the antioxidant benefits from the grape are in the seeds and the skin and not in the alcohol itself. So this is why you'll see vitamin stores selling grape seed or grape skin antioxidant supplements, grape seed extracts, pycnogenol. Is a clinical term. So don't forget that fruit contains a lot of antioxidants, in particular high in antioxidants and omega-3 fatty acids. Olives, a lot of people don't think of olives as a fruit, but it is. So most people think, you know, it's not, well, it has that pit in it, a stone. That's what it is. It's fruit. All right, so you know that you can eat better to obtain some more antioxidants. But the problem is a lot of us don't always do that. So in that case, you may need to pick up some supplements, right? Make sure you get some supplements that have whole foods. Look for ones with like spinach and chlorophyll-rich plants. That magnifies the antioxidant intake, okay? So spinach and alfalfa are really good. Spirulina and chlorella are other ones. A lot of people like the goji berries, but make sure you get authentic ones from Tibet if you're going to get them. But if or milk thistle is good. We mentioned those herbs, of course, there, hops and some other things. So if you're looking for some high antioxidant-rich herbal products, you know who to call. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. Their all-in-one product has that horseradish root in it, and it's awesome. The hops flowers are in the female formulas. Of course, they do have milk thistle there and a brain concentrate there with the ginkgo biloba. And they do have thyme tincture and tea. So, and the body food mix has a lot of those chlorophyll rich items that you'll want to, you know, empower yourself with. So check it out. Very affordable, certified organic herbs with a money back guarantee. Can't go wrong with that. The number to call them at is 866-229-3663. I say it too many times is what it is. My brain just said, hello, reboot, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., the international number is 704-885-0277. Or you can just visit the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for the newsletters. They're awesome to have. All right, we got a few minutes here, so we're going to be talking about your goals. A lot of people set goals. This is the time of year when people say, you know, New Year's resolutions, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You know, well, if you're going to set goals, don't lose sight of them, okay? We don't want to lose sight of the goals. We have a better chance of, you know, you know, finishing and getting the prize if we just, you know, keep our eye on the prize. So if your goal is to make 2014 healthier, the healthiest year ever, to obtain that health status, to go down that path, to establish a health quest, if you will, I want you to finish it, and I want you to get that prize. So don't lose sight of your goal, because it's easy to get off track. You will have to be actually kind of vigilant and make sure that you're not, distracted, okay? Better health is not an illusion. It's a reality, but you got to stay focused. So there are treatments out there that don't restore you to good health. Actually could do the opposite. Those types of treatments can be actually dangerous. So you want to do your research and homework on everything first. Take your time with that. Don't want to make a mistake. So you want to actually look for products that are going to restore you, empower you, strengthen you. You don't want to be on a supplement regimen the rest of your life, possibly. You might need it in the initial beginning, but, you know, you may be able to taper off down the road as you get healthier. You get it, you know, because when you change over to a healthier lifestyle after a while, it's like brushing your teeth. All right, let's talk about it when people wait till the 11th hour to do something. You know who we're talking about, right? People, you know people that just, you know, wait till the last minute to make any changes. They have to be scared into it almost, right? These are the individuals who will wait until they're on the precipice of a health disaster before they decide to switch to a more proactive approach to better health. You know who we're talking about, right? I have tons of people in my head that I can name right now. Why do they wait? Well, there are many reasons, and I've heard just about all of them. However, what it comes down to, basically, in a lot of instances, is faith. They put their faith or their trust into the science-based medicines. Science is great if you, if it is. In a lot of cases, science is great. You know, and but I don't put my faith always in the science. How many scientific studies have recently been actually exposed to have been a complete hoax? How many, you know, these studies in these medical journals were fake? And they just made billions in pharmaceutical products. And physicians were just, you know, beside themselves because they recommended this stuff to their patients. Like the antidepressants. You know, that drug hoax reported by 60 Minutes. Remember that one? The statin drugs. The FDA had to finally admit causes diabetes and memory loss and muscle weakness and even liver disease. The list is pretty long. So we can't forget about the research exposed by the British Medical Journal, where the FDA Drug Advisory Board members had ties to the drug manufacturer itself. Right? And the new birth control drug that were approved, the Yaz and the Yasmin, which we now know causes pulmonary embolism and it kills young women. So, well, the men aren't left out of this pig farmer picture, you know. How about the hair loss drugs made by Merck Pharmaceutical, the Propecia and Proscar, which, you know, cause sexual dysfunction and sterility. Now, most folks have a hard time realizing, you know, doctors or maybe even their own doctor would you know, steer them wrong. They don't want to think of it. But if the patients are deceived, why can't the doctors also be deceived by the science of it all, the pharmaceuticals? So doctors and patients, you know, believe in the treatments drug companies say work. Well, the deaths their drugs cause and the monetary damages they pay out through lawsuits, pretty much a drop in the bucket compared to the billions they're making, you know, at the pharmacy. So corruption is the only way this is achieved, and how people continue to trust in a medical system that is deceptive is beyond me. I always check it out. I don't automatically believe it anymore. People usually just believed it automatically. I don't think they do anymore. Well, let's talk about healthcare, because as more people begin to realize that the natural approach to improving health has really long-lasting positive effects. It may be a little work, but they can reverse their problem. The conventional healthcare industry is actually feeling the loss as more take action and power back into their own hands and say goodbye to the drugs and the doctor's office visits. So in New Zealand, for instance, healthcare freedom is under attack. They're trying to terminate it, actually. Over the New Zealand government has unleashed through legislation what is called the Natural Health Products Bill and Food Bill. What it is, it's a harmonization of their food and supplement under the codex of the World Health Organization. So the New Zealanders, if they make even a cup of herbal tea, can find themselves being fined for $50,000. It's herbal tea, folks, right? So the Australians, they're facing stuff also through pressure from allopathic medicine. Their government bureaucrats are drafting laws to prohibit government funding to any college or university that offers training in natural medicine. Right? When was the last time you heard an herb killed anybody? Think about it. Whereas these drugs have killed hundreds of thousands of people every year. See how upside down and twisted all this is? So the National Health and Medical Research Council is involved, and they're saying that teaching homeopathic medicine is deemed as an unethical form of medical treatment. The people of Australia have been constantly attracted to the benefits of natural medicine instead of the government-run one-payer system healthcare, which is heavily influenced by their pharmaceutical companies. No surprise. So other countries which currently use homeopathic natural forms of medicine, Canada, Great Britain, the United States, well, we're probably going to see some restrictions. So the European Union is making significant headway on legislative levels to restrict such healthcare options as natural medicine. Canada, the United States, and Mexico are currently underway to merge into a one continent agreement to, if not already, to restrict through regulations and a national security, of course, always got to throw that in, right? The food and dietary supplements part of your health. So since people are not dropping like flies, you know, when was the last time you saw a death certificate that said death by, you know, supplement? But you have seen reports of death certificates by birth control pills, heart medicines, antidepressants. You know, list goes is pretty long. Since people are not dropping like flies when they're using natural medicines, but they are when they're treated with pharmaceuticals, one could only conclude that we are told by modern medicine, you know, that's not true. Well, it isn't what it seems to be, right? Nothing seems to be what it is. So the baby boomers are fixing to retire here in the United States, and government doesn't have any medicine to, any money, any funds to, you know, for retirement. They spend it all. So what are they going to do with them? I'll leave it up to your imagination. But we've got millions of Americans. We have millions of Americans that have severe health problems like Alzheimer's and dementia. Family members are trying to care for their loved ones that are diagnosed with these. I mean, it's costing over $172 billion a year for Americans to help their aging parents with those types of conditions. It's bankrupting families. Modern medicine hasn't a cure for it, right? What if you had one? Now, I interviewed Dr. Gary Null here on the show last month. You can go to the archives and look it up. And He has a book, Reboot Your Brain, and natural healing protocols in there for dementia, Alzheimer's, memory loss, you name it, that work. He's actually had these protocols tested. Real humans went through the motions and got better. So there are tools out there. We know about them. We shouldn't neglect using them and tapping into them and staying away from as much of the invasive treatments scientific healthcare offers. Empower yourself. Get better. You know, what was it? Confucius said, good medicine always tastes bitter. Your medicinal herbs are bitter or hot. They're not going to be sweet like strawberries. And the reason is you're not supposed to take too much of it. So put the power back in your hands. You may be a learning curve, but you're going to have to do it. Because I'm a believer that we're not supposed to rely on a pharmaceutical industry to survive. I think we're surviving, but we're not thriving when we're relying on drugs for life. And I think it's disease management, which imprisons you in a system. You're dependent, not independent. So I think there's a much better way to go into your golden years. I think it's a much stronger way, because when I was growing up, I saw elderly people in my neighborhood riding bikes, you know, to the corner store. Sharp as a tack, right? Not overweight. Didn't have diabetes. I mean, I've seen World War II reels where at the end of World War II where they're all celebrating. None of these people were obese or overweight. Of course, we didn't have McDonald's and Hardee's and, you know, Burger King and, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken. These people ate balanced meals. They exercised. They walked a lot. So we got to get back to the basics. I know it may be a change, it may be a learning curve, it may be a little bit of work, but it's empowering to each and every one of you listening. I hope you'll pick up the gauntlet and run with it and keep your eye on the prize, on the goal. You can make 2014 healthier for you than ever before. Make that decision. Decide. Don't hope, decide. And if you need some help, the folks at Apothecary Herbs can point you in the right direction. Their website is thepowerherbs.com. You can give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Get a free product catalog and empower yourself, right? All right, we're almost out of time. Don't forget, sign up for the newsletters if you're on the powerherbs.com website. If you got email, they go out Tuesdays and Fridays. So you got time to sign up for the one that's going out tomorrow called HealthQuest. You can do that. You can call the office and get on the list if you want, or you can just go on the website and sign up for it. And they're free. Empowering information sent to you free. Did I say free? Yes, I did. So take advantage of that. If you have a health topic you'd like me to cover on the show, don't be shy. Send me an email off the Apothecary Herbs website at thepowerherbs.com, and I'll try to work it into the show. I definitely will. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, but seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare, or using any product or therapy. In other words, do your homework. The information is free. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.